As I said earlier this morning, and I'll make a comment, I thought I was in Argentina, 1950, Eva Perón. When I listened to this stuff yesterday, money, money, money everywhere, don't ask where it's coming from. Remember the lyrics in that song, in that musical, Evita? A 10-year plan. 10-year plan. This is the new gimmick, a 10-year plan. They can't even tell us what they're doing this year. The mere concept of a 10-year economic plan, which focuses on tomorrow, not today, is an acknowledgement that a shortened Labor government would absolutely, as my old man would say, bugger all about addressing debt and deficit now. Rather, in the words of its policy, quote, fiscal repair, that is how much money we spend, fiscal repair should be achieved over the medium term and backloaded so as to not hurt our economy. As if a debt of $500 billion isn't hurting the economy when Peter Costello had us debt-free 10 years ago. So, yesterday we were told, basically shorthand, my interpretation, let's borrow and spend like we did during the Rudd, Gillard and Rudd years and not give debt and deficit a second thought for at least 10 years. Well, the reaction hasn't been too flash, and I can just see the polls going south. Last night, Bill Shorten was trying to reassure voters that he would somehow still bring the budget back to surplus in 5 years' time, just that he wouldn't be worried about worsening deficits in the 4 years leading up to the fifth year. Bill, you shouldn't have taken those drugs before you gave the speech, my friend. They do things to you. Three of Australia's most reputable economists, including Terry McCrann and others, say Labor's nonsense policy would threaten our AAA credit rating. You're absolutely right. But if that happened, watch all hell break loose. Federal and state governments would have to pay even higher interest rates on the hundreds of billions of dollars they borrow. Now, look, I'm sorry. I know it's nowhere near July 2. And Bill Shorten, my apologies. But I have to say this to have any credibility at all. It is now clear. A vote for Labor at this election would be a vote for economic disaster.